Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 30th and the whole weekend. Little Mercury rushes into Virgo and that's so good for you. Virgo is your ninth house, which is the area of luck and opportunity. So you're talking now about a new period of luck and opportunity that comes actually through what you know. So you will find that your blessings will open up in so many ways by pursuing something where you have the knowledge. Use the knowledge. It's where your luck lies. Here's your Sunday stars. This is so lovely if you're linked up with somebody in a romantic way. For instance, it could well mean that you decide to commit to each other further. Or if you're alone and you're single and looking for someone, there is a very strong romantic vibration that really sweeps through your stars now. Your Moon Neptune energy around you now really gives you the most sumptuous energy for a romantic relationship. Here's your Monday stars. Well, the Sun and Saturn are going to link up together, and Saturn's your ruler. They link up together absolutely beautifully, but I tell you what they do, they blast through the enigma, the mystery of a situation you've been trying to get to the bottom of. It could be a sexual thing, it could be a financial thing, it could be an emotional thing, it could be a psychological thing, but you know how to do it? Be brazen with your rationale, because it's the intellectual part of you that will really break the code of anything that is a mystery to you. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a new moon in the sign of Leo, and for you as a Capricorn, this is so good for a fresh start and new beginnings in that part of your chart, which perhaps has caused you psychological obstructions. By that I mean caused you not to really understand and fulfill your potential either as a lover or to be loved. A new moon in Leo is very emotional and it falls in a very sexual part of your chart. I think walls are going to come down and a new fresh start sexually is to come. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mars moves into Sagittarius. Well, in fact, it happened yesterday. And so what you've got now is the opportunity to debunk many of the myths that have occurred in your life. What do I mean by that? It means so many things that you've built up out of nothing. Irrational thoughts, groundless fears, anxieties that have no place in a thoughtful world. Mars means that over the next 6 to 7 weeks, you can break through all the problems that are manifested in your head. Here's your Thursday star. So much happening in the sign of Virgo, and I think that's a good thing for you. It's also about being more moral, more principled in your actions. You may have done things in the past and actually haven't listened to your conscience, but it's your conscience that matters most now. And don't do things out of guilt or feeling victimized. It's about doing things because it's the right thing to do. And here's your Friday stars. Well, Venus now moves into Virgo, and that for you is absolutely lush. Now, have you sorted out a vacation or a holiday? You don't have to go immediately, but if you can do it over the next few weeks, Venus in your ninth house means cultured, artistic and romantic, but it needs to be away from your country of birth. So what we're talking here now is a huge international breakthrough where you can fulfill your potential in love and the arts.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.